but Nesta followed me into the hall, up the stairs.
The Betters. That was meant to be us. But you gave them a fake name. Those wicked fairies who threatened your High Lord.
I nodded. I could see the plans calculating in her eyes.
Is there going to be an invasion?
I don't know. I don't know what's happening. I was told that there was a kind of sickness that had made their powers weaken or go wild. A blight on the land that had damaged the safety of their borders and could kill people if it struck badly enough. They said it was surging again. On the move. The last I heard, it wasn't near enough to harm our lands. But if the Spring Court is about to fall, then the blight has to be getting close. And Tamlin was one of the last bastions keeping the other courts in check. The deadly courts. And I think he's in danger. I entered my room and began peeling off my gown. My sister helped me, then opened the wardrobe to pull out a heavy tunic and pants and boots. I slipped into them and was braiding back my hair.
We don't need you here, Feyre. Do not look back.
I tugged on my boots and went for the hunting knives I discreetly acquired while here.
Father once told you to never come back, and I'm telling you now. We can take care of ourselves.
Once I might have thought it was an insult, but now I understood what a gift she was offering me. I sheathed the knives at my side and slung a quiver of arrows across my back, none of them ash, before scooping up my bow. They can lie. Information I hoped she would never need. Fairies can lie, and iron doesn't bother them one bit. But ash would. That seems to work. Take my money and buy a damned grove of it for Elaine to tend. Nesta shook her head, clutching her wrist, the bracelet of iron still there.
What do you think you can even do to help? She's a High Lord. You're just a human.
That wasn't an insult either. A question from a coolly calculating mind. I don't care. But I've got to try. Nesta remained in my room. She would not say goodbye. She hated farewells as much as I did. There is a better world, Nesta. There is a better world out there, waiting for you to find it. And if I ever get the chance, if things are ever better, safer, I will find you again. It was all I could offer her.
Don't bother. I don't think I'd be particularly fond of fairies.
I raised a brow. She went on with a slight shrug.
Try to send word once it's safe. And if it ever is, Father and Elaine can have this place. I think I'd like to see what else is out there. What a woman might do with a fortune and a good name.
No limits. There were no limits to what Nesta might do, what she might make of herself once she found a place to call her own. I prayed I would be lucky enough to someday see it.